With me right now, Ron Blaha, the director for the Humane Society of Portage County. You just finished up the Walk for Wags event, one of your big fundraisers. How did it go?
Very well, very well. The weather was perfect, the crowd was perfect, and the results were perfect.
It's a good fundraiser for the organization. How did you do on fundraising?
Right now, I mean, we don't have the total numbers in yet. I mean, we got to look at some expenses that haven't showed up yet, but I think a lot better than last year. I mean, it was probably a little over $15,000 has been collected so far.
If I remember right, weather was a factor a year ago, wasn't it?
Probably a little hot, but this year was perfect. It was a little bit of an overcast. It was, very comfortable for everybody, for the people there, for the animals. It worked out really nice.
A thing to mention is that the Walk for Wags event is, one of the things that helps fund your operations here. And it's an expensive thing to run a shelter, isn't it?
Very much so. I mean, there's a lot of medications, food, the care of having people come in and clean the cages and the kennels. It takes a lot of time and effort and money.
And along with all that, you have some volunteers that come in and help out, but you have a staff as well, and a lot of animals coming through here. Roughly how many animals do you have to take care of in a given period of time?
Normally, our dogs are pretty well at capacity, and that runs about 30 dogs between strays and the adoptables. And then cats can go anywhere from 80 to, we've had up to 200 in the past. So there's definitely a lot of animals that we do care for at one time. And right now it's really interesting. We got 11 volunteers here right now helping out as we speak with our shelter, which is really exciting and very helpful to us.
Are you still looking for volunteers?
Well, we always look for volunteers. We have sessions every month where they can come and have orientation. They can find out what's involved. And so that it pretty much is a continual thing where people all of a sudden say they're interested and they come for the orientation, find out what it's about, and then get involved if they find it to be interesting.
Let's say people miss the Walk for Wags. I'm sure you have other events coming up. What might they be?
Well, right now, during the month of June, we have the top dog. So people are voting on the mayoral candidate, which is sort of exciting. If anybody wants to see that, go on our website and look at all the candidates. June 30th at midnight, the voting ends. And shortly after that, the top dog will be announced and gets to walk on the July 4th parade with Mayor Halverson. We have our golf outing coming up July 19th. And we have fur ball, which is another big event for us that will be October 17th. So, right now we're into the busy time period of a lot of events, a lot going on, and pretty busy for us.
I'm sure you take donations year-round. Is it just cash donations, or you look for things like dog food or other pet supplies too?
We get both. We have people that, will submit money for us, which is very nice, mail in money to us. And then also we have people come in and donate food and supplies. One exciting thing that we have throughout the year is Fill the Van, which has been established just about 2 years ago now. And we have it at the grocery stores and some of the other types of stores in town. And people really enjoyed that because they can see what we need. They can buy it. They don't have to worry about dropping it off, and they're able to just leave it right at the van.
That's an event where you put the van right at the store where people can buy the right supplies, just get the list from you and donate what they can.
Correct.
Anything you want to add today?
Just thanks for your interest, and we do need the support of all of our people in our community. I've been here 2 years now, and it's just a joy to see the passion and what people do to help our animals.